Today we are going to be finishing Perek Ches of Hilchos Beis Abchira, which in essence means we are finishing the entire Hilchos Beis Abchira. In our previous year, we learned about the 24 places that were guarded in the Beis HaMikdash, understanding that the guarding was out of respect, not out of fear of any robbers or invaders, rather out of respect for the actual Beis HaMikdash, that it is a palace that has guards. There were 24 places, 21 groups of Levim, each group consisting of 10 Levim guarding 21 places, 3 places guarded by the Kehanim. And now we are going to finish off by learning about how the system worked, especially as it came time for the morning to prepare for the avoid of the day. So, like in every job, if you go to a construction site, so there are workers, managers, and then there's the site foreman, the memuna, who's in charge to make sure that everyone is doing what they need to do. So there was a memuna echad, there was one foreman that was in charge of all the mishmores. And this person, he was called the Ish Harabayis. He was the man of the Harabayis. This was the person with the authority. And he was like, in camp, you have this interesting job called the OD, which is a staff member that stays up the whole night. Now, it's interesting that the expectation was that all the staff members would be sleeping during the night, and you needed one person to stay up to go around to make sure that the children have the yarmulkes on their heads and negelvassers by their beds. And, you know, that was the main shmirah ruchnias as well, if there's any unexpected visitors. But that was the history of the OD of camp. So this person would make his rounds. And the whole night he was checking up on the 24 different guarding places. And there was Avukais Dlukais, there were big lanterns, but they were made out of fire, torches that were lit to have light. And if he would come and there was silence in the room and nobody said good evening, shalom to the master of the Ish HaRabayis, means that they were all sleeping away and they were all unresponsive. So he would have a little stick and he would wake him up like a mashkiach. If a bocher is like sleeping on the job, they would wake him up, shokel this koyin. Now, this person had real authority, because you can imagine that at 3 in the morning you have people which are like logs of wood. They're supposed to be used for the mizbeach. They're sleeping like logs, but because they're sleeping like logs, he had the reshus to burn them like logs. What do I mean by burn them? The Rambam says they could burn their clothing. Certain people, they only wake up when there's a little spark under them. So they would light a little match to their begodim. And all of a sudden the guy would wake up, whoa! You know? And the Rambam says that when they would hear a koil ba'azora, when they would hear this shriek coming out of the Azara, obviously it wasn't a torture chamber, so what was the shrieking going on? So everyone would answer, oh, there must have been a levy that fell asleep, and he got woken up either with the stick or by getting his little fire set to his clothing that he should be able to do his job. Now, that was during the night. We had these visits of the Ish HaRabayis. But what happened in the morning? So we know those that look at the Zmanim. So there's a Zman of Amud HaShachar, Netzachama. Netzachama is official, the sunrise. Amud HaShachar is a little earlier. But even earlier than that, before Amud HaShachar, the Memunah of the Beis HaMikdash would come and he would knock lightly on the Beis HaMoikod. We mentioned earlier that the Beis HaMoikod, the place there was fire there and the mikveh there and under, where the elder Kehanim, they would be sleeping there as well on the protruding benches that were there. The elder Kehanim would sleep. So this person would come, knock lightly, so not to wake up the older Kehanim, but there were younger Kehanim there that should have been up. They would open up for him and they would give him the keys. And now, the first big shahr to open would be the Shahr Nikner. That was the eastern shahr. With that opened up the service of the day. But how are you going to open it up? So there was a little doorway near the shahr by the base of Moikod that was like a side little door. And through that door he would enter. And he would be followed by a group of Kehanim. Now, these Kehanim, they would make an interesting circle. They would have a route that went around the Azora. If you remember, we explained that right next to the Shahr HaNiknor, the Shahr HaGodl, there were two small rooms, two small Sha'arim, Lishkois. One was the Lishka, where it was Oisei HaChavitin, where they would make the special breads for the Kohen Gadol. What were these special breads? By the Korban Tomid every day, the daily sacrifice offering, the Kohen Gadol would have to be makriv, these special chavitin, these special breads. Now, these breads, there was a whole chokhmah of how to make these breads. You had the Lishka of Pinchas HaMalbish, where he would make the clothing. That was a separate room. But in this special room was the place where they had to make the breads. Now, because it was a whole chokhmah, it would take a lot of time to prepare. So they would start the avoida with the preparation of these chavitin. So that became the meeting place. In other words, the two groups of Kehanim would enter this little gate by the Beis HaMoikot, and one would circle around, go to the right, we're on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, on the north side, go around the west side, down the south side, and make a right heading north again. So they would meet by the left side of Shahr Nikner, by the Lishkas Oisei HaChavitin. A smaller route would be those which went, as they entered the Azora, they made a left, and they headed east, and then they turned and went to the Lishkas Oisei HaChavitin. They had a smaller route, and they would check to make sure that everything was okay, to make sure that all the kelim were in place, to make sure that everything was ready for the avoid of the next day. And they would meet each other and they would say, Shalom, Akel Shalom, that, yeah, everything is in peace, everything is set up, everything is ready. And then the Oisei HaChavitin, the ovens would get started. This was the way the day started. Now, this went on every single night with the person, the Mamuna, and these two groups that went around to check, and they would meet by the Lishkas Oisei HaChavitin. The exception was Leil Shabbos, because Leil Shabbos, they could not carry in their hands the candles, the torches. The other nights, each one went with the torches, because before Leis HaShachar, it's still dark outside. So what would they check if they didn't have torches in their hand? How did they check to make sure that everything is okay? So Rambam says, Boitkin benedis adlukin shom erev Shabbos. They would check with candles that were lit and prepared there from before Shabbos. And with this, we end the Hilchos Beis HaBchira. But there is a question which I want to finish off the Shiurim with, an interesting but very important Nikuda from the Torah of our Rebbe. There is a famous halacha question, and that is, the Rambam says that they couldn't walk around with burning torches on Friday night because it's Shabbos. But we know that that's only in Isur D'Rabbanan. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there is this concept of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There are certain dinim of D'Rabbanan which don't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, there are certain places that have different rules. You notice certain things in Seven. There's a Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There's certain rules which don't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. So Shtelzich the Shaila, why didn't we use this heter of Ein Shvus BaMikdash in order to be able to carry the candles? Why did we specifically have to light candles from Erev Shabbos, that it was lit there, a whole Shabbos, if we could have relied on the concept of Ein Shvus BaMikdash? And this is a Shaila that many of the Achroinim, Shtelzichon, and discuss, Barucho. One of the Nekudis, very, very geschmack from the Torah of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe is miased this shita on a similar shaila when it came to Chanukah. Everyone knows what's the nes of Chanukah. The nes of Chanukah is that they had oil that only lasted one day, and they had to get new oil. All the other oil was tameh, so therefore they had to go 4 days, come back 4 days, and therefore you had 8 days in order to have the nes of Chanukah. Shtelzich the shaila, there's a concept called tumah hutra betzibur. That if everything and everyone is tummy, so it's okay. So why did we need a whole ness? Why did we need a whole ness if we could have got away with a heter of tumhut? Why did Eibishter have to make the whole ness? And the Rebbe is Masber, the Rebbe explains, that the Eibishter saw the way Yidin went lifni mishuras hadin, the way Yidin were moiser nefesh for chinuch and for taras habeis hamikdash. In other words, mitzad alocha, they didn't have to fight the Yevonim. They could have not fought because if they would have asked a regular Rav, they probably would have been told that it's not a Meshigas, it's Mesiras Nefesh, you're not Mechuyev. Yet Yidin went lefni Mishuras Adin for the Taharas of the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Eibishter wanted to repay them back with Tahara. The Eibishter didn't want to pay them back with a heter of Tumah. The Eibishter would make a ness to show the appreciation for the tahara, the purity that the Yidin wanted and they were moiser nefesh for, so the Eibishter gave it back to them in such a oifen. The Eibishter doesn't want the l'chatchila, the Beis HaMikdash, should be relied on for hetedim, just because you're allowed to. In other words, we don't want to l'chatchila set up the Shmiras HaMikdash, which is a din in Kedushas HaBayis. The Shmira of the Beis HaMikdash is part of the etzim, it's the paltrin shel melech. We don't want to set it up l'chatchila in a way which you have to rely on a heter. You want it to be on the most l'chatchila, the most beautiful, the most hidur mitzvah dika oifen. Are there other etedim? Sure, in life you could always find etedim. But for a chassid, a heter is a four-letter word. That mamish, you know, I'm a darf. But in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're creating the Kedusha of the Eibishter, the Bayis LaHashem, so this is something we want to do always on the most mehuder, the most beautiful, and the most geshmake oifen possible.